Let me tell you how sometimes we can be so hypocritical in how we pray to God. You know, when we come before God, God is waiting for our honesty and our openness. Now, you see, at times, we come before God and we are praying. Remember, praying can be fellowship and relationship and communication and all of that with God. Now, we come before God and we are praying and, oh Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for health and strength. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for your protection. Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are awesome. And all this time, God dear, God saying then, hold on there. At what point are you going to be honest with me? At what point are you going to tell me what's really in your heart and how you're feeling? At what point you're going to just lay it out raw and let me know how the thing actually go? In the word of God, you know, you remember David? Now, David, was God saying he's a man after his own heart. That's David, you know. Right? And when you're reading the Psalms, and you'd probably think that David is schizophrenic. But he's not schizophrenic, you know. Let me tell you, David will start out, you know, it would seem like complaining, but he's not complaining. He might express himself to God. But in the same spirit, when he might express himself to God, he shake himself, you know. And he said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. So it's like he might confirm what God promised him. So he started out stating how him feel, like, say, God, they're far from him, man. All of that, and then him just raise up now. Say, I was young, and now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Look on Job. Job went through, wow, the situation that Job went through, it was so harsh, it would seem so harsh. But at the end of it, he got more than what he had before, he got double portion. What him had before, him get triple portion, him get more, him get 100 portion. When him get back, it would just seem like nothing to be compared to what him have before. Right? So even with Job's situation, when Job come before God, Job has said, but wait, me not feel God's presence, me not hear him voice, then wait, when him there, then him shake for himself too, you know. And guess where him shake himself and say, hey, nevertheless, even if me no hear him, or me no see him, me no say, him a see me. Yes, a Job that, you know. A Job straighten himself like that, you know. And say, look, him will give me strength same way, and him a see me same way, so him shake himself. So when we go before God to pray, God want with honesty. Come before him, Father, I'm angry this morning. I thank you wake me up this morning. I thank you, your word say, you know, God is faithful and just and all these things. But God, I'm angry this morning, you know. I'm grateful, but I'm angry this morning because of my heart, I feel as if you forget me. But you shake yourself at the same time. And you say, but no, but God, you promised me that you'll never leave me or forsake me. You strengthen yourself, they say, you know. And then, like, you come again to God and you say, God, I feel weak, you know. Tell him, you know. Tell God, know my heart already. Why you think him say, come and pray. Pray to me. Pray without ceasing. Because him already know. Him know my heart. Him know everything we're going through. Him know it before. It is already done, you know. When I hear him on the cross say, it is finished. The entire beginning and the end, it completed. So he knows everything. So that's why he said to us, do not worry. Do not worry. He said even in Matthew, I think it's Matthew chapter 6, if I'm not mistaken. Matthew chapter 7 or 6, one of them. He said, do not. He said, consider the lilies or the lilies pretty. And not even Solomon could be as arrayed nicely and pretty and beautiful as those lilies. And those lilies no worry about nothing. Them just come up and they get pretty, and when the time finish, they go down That is it, they don't worry. The ravens don't worry which part of them will get food. Them live from day to day and they get their food. So that's why I'm saying to us, do not worry, because he knows our end. He know the beginning from the end, you know. And he know our heart. I say that to say that he knows our heart. And therefore, when himself will come before him and pray, he want to know we come before him with all truth and all honesty. So when you come before him and you say, God, I feel weak, you know. I feel weak and this is where I go through my mind and, you know, this are the temptation and, you know, I just feel this way. But you shake yourself again, you know, that's why you have to straighten yourself in the word, you know. You know you feel that way here, but at the same time, you come again before God and you say, God, your word say, you know, your grace is sufficient for me, you know, and your strength is made perfect in my weakness, you know. So you straighten yourself, you shake off yourself again, man, and you come again. So when we pray to God, come before God with all truth and with all honesty. God knows that we're not perfect. You think he don't know what we think in our mind? He know everything. You see, if your neighbor, if you covet your neighbor or you're jealous over your neighbor, God know it. But the more you come before him, the more you come before him and say, you know, say, I see my neighbor buy a car. And you know, in my thought this morning, me think and me say, then God, look from when I pray for the care, for a care, and see the neighbor get a care. And then you catch yourself and you repent same time, because you say, God, moment of weakness and moment of ignorance, Father. You tell me, say, you're going to make provision for me in your time, and your will must be done. So me need not be envy or covetous over next man's stuff. I need to be happy for him. So you repent, you confess, and God say, merciful. We forgive, but him just want with truth. We come to him truthfully. So I hope this little, you know, presentation or this little meditation help you, you know, to just come boldly and just come honestly before God, you know, and just to know his word and know his promises towards us, and just keep praying, keep holding on. You know, these trials come to make you strong. It's testing, you know. You know, I written down something this morning, you know, as a form of strengthening and a form of helping. We always sing this song that God should renew our strength. You know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you know it's a scripture in the Bible? It comes from Isaiah 40. Verse 3, and he said that when you wait upon the Lord, you know, he shall renew your strength. Now I get to realize something. That is the waiting, you know, is the waiting that renews strength. You know, like, I don't know if persons out there know about gym or lifting weights or anything like that. You know, when you lift weights, it's basically resistance, you know, and the resistance, it builds your muscles, you know, and that is strength, you know, it builds you up. So that is what the waiting builds you up. When the Bible says it renews your strength, and when it says renews your strength, you know what is the effect of it? You mount up with wings as eagle. You are strong. You are able to soar high. You understand? And the strength, when he says when you wait and he renews the strength, and him say you walk, you run, and not be weary, walk and not faint. You know, this running, we might talk, but it's not a simple running, you know. It's a race where we run to eternal life. Him said the race is not for the swift, the race is for who can endure to the end. It's not endure till you buck your toe at the finish line and not make it cross with the finish line. It's for who endure to the end. So you see, the waiting, sometimes the waiting is where build strength and allow us to run and not be weary, allow us to run the race to eternal life. And it said, walk and not faint. Walk and not faint, because sometimes we walk, you know. And when we walk and we walk in and we trust in God and we're walking in faith, sometimes we don't see the exact way, but we'll take one step at a time, following the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us, and we follow. So when him say, walk and not faint, and that him talk about, you know, walk according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to take that away. If you don't take anything away from prayer, remember waiting. Keep praying and keep waiting and rest in a God. Rest in a God and serve. Do the work of an evangelist and just serve God in spirit and in truth. Amen.